ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
सतगुरुवार के दिन
on the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself, as I reached the subtle region, I saw Baba, and in front of Baba, many, many brothers and sisters who were already emerged in front of Baba. They were celebrating a loving meeting with Baba. While giving drishti to all, Baba indicated something with his finger, made a signal with his finger, and each one received a very beautiful tilak on their foreheads. It was a very beautiful scene, and the children were very happy with this. Looking at the children's stage, Baba was smiling very deeply. Baba then said, "Did you see who, which children are in front of Baba today?" Baba then replied, Baba's victorious children are in front of him. Those who are going to become the future sovereigns of the new world. Those who have rights to the kingdom. Baba has seated everyone in his heart throne and is continuing to make them move ahead. So the children were so happy to hear this. Baba then said, Baba has given the children the tilak of victory. You are making efforts and you will receive success by the end. You will definitely become those jewels of victory. Baba then said, from time to time, the children remember their future form and work on attaining that stage. The children now have to create that future sovereign, the stage of being self world sovereigns. A box then appeared on which was three buttons. And the children had to press each button one by one. On the first button was written, intellect which is completely surrendered. On the second button was written, the stage is free from all other thoughts. And thirdly, we equal to the Father and along with that was written, the one who has rights to the entire world. Baba then pressed the button himself to show the children. And as Baba pressed the button, the costume, the very sparkling costume of the deities, the future world sovereigns appeared. So then Baba asked the children to press their own buttons. For some, there was a reflection of light of that future form, that future sovereign form. For some, it was covered by clouds. For some, there were waves that were coming. There was a lot of fluctuation, moving from side to side. So everyone started to smile at this different scenes. So the children asked, why is this happening? Why is there this reflection? Why are these clouds coming? Why is this upheaval? Baba then explained, victory is definite for the children. However, what do the children do? From time to time, they get entangled in situations and they themselves kind of call on these clouds of Maya. They're not able to understand the truth, the reality. And some children also have this habit that they create chaos, upheavals in their thoughts. Baba wants them to stabilize themselves in that stage, but they bring on these thoughts of upheaval, fluctuation, and they're not able to understand what is needed. Thirdly, there are some who are stuck in some kind of obstacle or the other, or they create obstacles and they're entrapped in these obstacles, in this maze of obstacles. They're not able to create that stage of being equal to the Father. Time itself is drawing the attention of the children, no matter what kind of obstacle comes in front of you. You have to keep your stage free of thoughts, surrender your intellect to the Father at that time. So those obstacles come to make you practice this. So according to the time, remember that no matter what happens, create an elevated stage for yourself, and for that, create a stage that is free from all other thoughts. Dedicate your, surrender your intellect to the Father. So when your intellect is surrendered, then whatever is needed will come automatically in front of you. You'll receive blessings from the Father. Baba has given the children one blessing, that victory is your godly birthright. Remember that. Some children do remain in intoxication of this blessing, but in order to actually become victorious, you have to make your stage absolutely clear and clean. Then you will experience that success, that victory, and you will go in the future and create your original form of being those sovereigns. Baba was giving drishti to everyone. Baba pressed the buttons himself of that box, and you know, fountains of light emerged. And this fountain, that light was decorating each child into their deity form. Father always looks at the children's future form, but even now, some children, they forget their present conference-aged form, and sometimes they experience their future form, sometimes they don't. So the children have to surrender their intellect, create a stage which is free from all other thoughts, and then they will have special experiences with the Father and receive blessings. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. I offered bhog to Baba. Baba gave everyone very, very loving drishti. I then returned. Om Shanti.